The news is out. Chuck Pagano, no longer the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. I'm Caroline Kinn, joined by Matt Taylor. And really, it has been speculated rumors flying around for the last couple weeks of the Colts season of what would happen after that final game against the Houston Texans. And those have been answered. Chuck Pagano relieved of his duties as head coach of the Colts.
Yeah, listen, I mean, we stand up here right now taking no satisfaction, no pleasure talking about somebody losing their job. But you're right, Caroline. The rumors, the speculation had been swirling for most of the season, and it is official right now as the Colts finish their season with a losing record. They'll miss the playoffs for a third straight year. Chuck Pagano relieved of his duties, and now the coaching search for the Colts for 2018 and beyond is on for a new head coach.
Yeah, this is the first time the Colts have had a losing record since Chuck Pagano took over. And really, in those first three seasons, if you would have said this is what we were talking about just a short time after, I think everyone would have said you're crazy. The first 3 years, an unbelievable run for the Colts, full of inspiration, full of winning seasons, heading to the AFC Championship game, and now it's just such a different story.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I just want to say that Chuck Pagano is an outstanding man. He's an unbelievable human being. We get to work with him on a personal level every single week for the last 5 years, 6 years here with the Colts. He was self-deprecating. He was very fun. So from that standpoint, it's going to be hard to see him go. But the reality is, you know, after a 33-15 start to his career, back-to-back 8-8 seasons, 3-12, it's a harsh reality of the NFL. It's a bottom-line business, and if you don't produce, it's what have you done for me lately? And unfortunately, like I said, the Colts lately are missing out on the playoffs.
Yeah, and this decision is certainly not the, you know, the saying is this, you know, the Jeffs and Joes, it's the X's and O's, and this is what it's coming down to. Chuck Pagano has left his impression on Indianapolis. That's not going anywhere with his Chuck Strong Foundation that has raised, you know, close to $5 million for cancer research. All of that, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about where the Colts are as a franchise, where they are going forward. And this is something that really, when Chris Ballard was hired, the conversation did become what this year was going to look like for head coach Chuck Pagano. It was going to be an evaluation year. And that at the end of it, it could become either him being retained and continuing on as a coach, or it being really up to Chris Ballard what his fate was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, you started off so hot, like I said, 33-15 to start his first 3 years in the NFL. But, you know, the best record of any coach in his first 3 years, along with Jim Harbaugh, the Colts advanced a step further in the AFC playoffs those first couple years. You know, that wild card loss in Baltimore, then the next year, you beat Kansas City down by 28 points at halftime, that miraculous comeback. And then in 2014, you go on the road in the divisional round, you beat Denver out there, and then the AFC Championship game. And then ever since then, with injuries to key players like Andrew Luck, it's just kind of been a downhill trend for the Colts, and something that Chuck Pagano wasn't able to outlast and overcome. But just like I said, a great human being, a great guy. But, you know, some of the things that you can't control as a head coach ultimately fall on the head coach. You know, some things that, you know, at the end of the day, it's not all his fault. You know, the Colts offense being near the bottom, the Colts defense being near the bottom. Is that all on Chuck? Obviously not. It's the key injuries to players. It's the assistant coaches play a hand in that as well. Not all of it falls on Chuck Pagano, but somebody has to land on the sword, and today Chuck Pagano has.
Yeah, it is crazy when you look at the long list. We've talked about it all year of the names that ended up on the Colts IR list. Andrew Luck really not being healthy for these last couple of years, where we've seen kind of the build-up to this decision. So you're right. I mean, it's not all Chuck Pagano's fault there. He is taking the fall for that. But there are a couple of things that, if you look back at it, that kind of led to this. You know, not being able to take out the New England Patriots or the Pittsburgh Steelers, getting blown out in some games that make, you know, in press conferences, he's getting asked about play calling, he's getting asked about timeouts, things like that, that lead a head coach to be the head coach and have to take the fall for this. And now the Colts are sitting in a position much like they were when they hired head coach Chuck Pagano, looking to get this franchise back on course.
Yeah, some of the tragic flaws that Chuck was not able to overcome. He talked about the lopsided game, 17 three-score losses for the Colts, 7 20-point losses since 2015. And again, it's not all on the head coach, but some of the in-game management stuff that Chuck took blame for. You know, some of the penalties, some of the timeouts called, the challenges, some of the play calling on both offense and defense. And again, when you don't win these things start to bubble, right? They start to come to the surface, to the forefront, and it was speculated all season long. And when you don't make the playoffs, when you have an under 500 record, when you're picking in the top five, these are the realities of the NFL. And unfortunately for the Colts, 10 to 12 openings seemingly are going to come about here this time of year on Black Monday. So the Colts have a little bit of recruiting to do to persuade those top-notch available coaches to come to the Colts, because it's a better situation than other jobs that are going to become open.
Yeah, you heard Chris Ballard talk about that when he took the job. You know, there are a lot of things about Indianapolis that drew him here. He was the top candidate for general manager positions all across the league, and he chose Indianapolis, and now the Colts are faced with filling that head coaching job with the news coming out that Chuck Pagano is no longer the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. But take a look over the past 5 years of what head coach Chuck Pagano was able to accomplish and the buildup that led to this decision.
You never tuck the tail, you never give in. You fight, you fight, you fight. Nice job, boys. Way to go.
Let's go!
When Chuck Pagano was named head coach in 2012, he was tasked with leading a team searching for a return to greatness, following a 2-14 record the year before.
I've spent 28 years of my life in coaching, waiting for this opportunity.
Pagano's first season with the Colts proved to be the backdrop for one of the most inspirational stories in NFL history. After being diagnosed with leukemia and taking a leave of absence 3 weeks into the season, Pagano became a symbol of strength and perseverance for the blue and white. The Colts turned a 1-2 start into an 11-5 record that earned them a playoff spot. And a season that started with low expectations became a season the organization and its fans will remember for generations.
Colts win! They beat the Packers 30-27 and won it for Chuck! And they won it for themselves, and they've won it for the city and state.
Following that season, Pagano and interim head coach Bruce Arians shared the Maxwell Football Club Professional Coach of the Year honor. And Pagano was awarded the 2013 George Halas Award for Overcoming Adversity. The care and support Pagano received during his battle with cancer also inspired him to form the Chuck Strong Foundation, which has raised millions of dollars for cancer research. 2013 brought recovery and a return to the field for Pagano, who led the Colts to another 11-5 season that put them on top of the AFC South and back in the playoffs.
This is why we do what we do. For moments. These moments. You got this one for the rest of your life.
The Colts also finished 2013 with a franchise low in turnovers and fumbles lost. Success followed Pagano into the 2014 season, during which the Colts posted an 11-5 record for the third straight year and earned their third consecutive playoff berth. In the postseason, the Colts fought their way to the AFC Championship game for the first time since 2009, making 2014 Coach Pagano's most successful season in Indianapolis.
Game over! Colts win! Colts win and go to the AFC Championship with a 24-13 win.
Since that playoff run, Pagano has faced back-to-back 8-8 seasons in 2015 and 2016 that kept the Colts from winning the AFC South or making the playoffs. The Colts hired general manager Chris Ballard in the 2017 offseason and looked to revamp their roster and record, but the team was unable to do so, bringing Pagano's time in Indianapolis to an end. Now the Colts organization faces a situation much like that in 2012 when Pagano was hired and seeks a new head coach who can get the club back on top.